Welcome, and thank you for joining us for tonight's Our Daily Bread evening meditation. You can join us each morning as well with the Our Daily Bread devotional. These free, uplifting reflections will draw you closer to the heart of your Lord every day. Visit ourdailybread.org/meditation to find out more and subscribe. God has given you this moment to slow down and be still before Him. Now close your eyes and let your head gently sink into your pillow. Open your heart to your Good Shepherd, ready to receive from His abundant goodness and love, none of which He is withholding from you. His desire is for you to feast upon all He has prepared for you in Psalm 23. Good Shepherd, sometimes life feels unfair. Yet I come now to take you at your word. You are my generous God who anoints me and fills me. Though I might not get everything that I want in this world, I have received you. Thank you for your presence now, and for your eternal kingdom to come. May my heart be full to bursting with praise as I reflect once more on who you are and all that you do for me. Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." In ancient Israel, kings were marked out for their role by being anointed with oil, which was poured onto their heads. When David wrote, "You anoint my head with oil," in Psalm 23 verse 5, this was literally true. He was marked out to be God's king in Israel. What was literally true for David is a spiritual reality for those who have given their lives to Christ. We have been made co-heirs with Jesus of God's kingdom. In other words, we have been anointed as heavenly royalty by the pouring out of God's Spirit. This is the generous nature of our Lord. He hasn't just made us His people, He has made us His beloved children, and we are able to feast on His presence and goodness, even on our worst days. even if we're surrounded by enemies. No matter where we are or what we face, as God's children, we can enter His throne room with confidence, night or day. In which areas of your life do you feel like you need more from God? What truth is God putting on your table for you to feast upon? Take a moment now to thank Him for the abundant generosity that He has shown you in Christ to make you His beloved child. As we turn to prayer, consciously relax every part of your body, starting at your feet and working your way up. When you get to your eyes, imagine that you can see inside your mind. Switch off any distracting thoughts and close the door on tomorrow's to-do list. Come now into the sanctuary of your heart, where the Lord is waiting to hear your prayers. Breathe deeply with long, slow exhales. Breathe in. And out. And in. And out. And in. And out. Pray. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for all you have done for me. Your completed work of salvation has made me a precious child of Almighty God. I am heavenly royalty. O Lord, please help me to see myself this way and bring you praise. Chapter 3, verse 1 says, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God." And that is what we are. Let's close with a final prayer. Thank you, Jesus, that your generous blessings are all that I need to endure and even thrive. When I feel threatened, overwhelmed, or in need, I pray you will turn my heart back to the truth that you have anointed me as your special possession. In your presence, my cup always overflows. I bring myself to rest now in your throne room, safely surrendered to your caring and attentive gaze. Amen.